Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful and joyous. I go through these waves of just thankfulness. Last night I live on a family farm, and we bought a cow, like a whole organic cow, you know what I mean? And last night I was putting it away, and this year we're also doing chickens. We're going to start growing chickens, and I don't know if you really grow chickens, but anyways, we're having these chickens, and I was just sitting there just so thankful because, you know, God provides and God walks you. I mean, He really does walk you to the place where you are at a spot where you're just more blessed than you can espouse. You're more blessed than you can explain to people. And I don't even know why. It just blesses me personally to know that, like, I know where our meat's coming from. I know what we're getting. And it's just a blessing. And God will walk you to wherever you're going. Once you start to go to God and focus on Him, He's going to bring you to a place that you don't even know. Like, you couldn't have even thought about the little details that He cares about for you. The things that make your heart jump, the things that make you excited, the things that melt you personally. You know, it talks about that verse where it talks about once you face God, that light, it will melt. It melts your heart. God works with you. He works with you on an individual basis. And I don't, you know, I'm sure 100 million other people don't care about the fact that they're getting organic meat off some farm, but it blesses me. And He is going to bless you in the ways that you need, the ways that you want. Things that you can't even think about. God knows you more than you know yourself. And that's why when you pray and you ask Him for things, He knows every hair on your head. He will provide the things that you need. He takes care of His people. He takes care of you. It's on us now to just control our mind and control our thoughts, to enjoy the gifts that God gives us and to recognize who it's coming from. It's not coming from God provides. It's God that provides. It's God that provides the rain and the sun. It's God that provides for the land to grow and produce and yield. It's God. Get away from this whole thing that we do all this stuff. Like, it's not how it goes. And you can live that way if you want to. It's just, good luck. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. I'm just sitting in such a place of thankfulness. But anyways, now that I've gone on a rant, I want to go to Psalms chapter 86, verse 1. It says, bow down thine ear, O Lord. And this Lord is kind of, it's Jehovah. Jehovah is the God of the Jews. It was when he told Adam that he would be a God to him and to his seed. God was going to be a God to Abraham and his seed. He is that God. Bow down thine ear, O Jehovah. Answer me, for I am helpless and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou God, or O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. You gotta trust in God. Do you trust in God? If the wings are coming off the plane, do you trust God's gonna take care of you? When your life is unsettled, do you trust that God's going to settle it out? Or that it's going to be for a time? All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. Do you know that, like, you know, there's going to be bad days, but everything's working together for you, for good? I'm just going to jump down to verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteousness in loving kindness or mercy unto all them that call upon thee. You got to call upon God. Call upon Him. Let Him know what you want. Ask Him. That's what supplication means. To give prayers a personal need. To build a relationship with God. Grace, which is that loving kindness, and peace, which is a state of being undisturbed, it's a state of being in a good spot, will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from Him and you heed His advice. It's about hearing from God. It's about listening to God. It's about going to God. Verse 6, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. Attend to the voice of my pleadings, the things that I need for me. Verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt respond. He's going to respond in your life, but you got to call upon him. Give up the things that don't matter. You don't have to do this stuff on your own. God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has got your back. You have the Holy Ghost in you because you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are righteous with God. You can't be moved from that spot. What do you think on? What do you plan on? What do you rely on in time of trouble? Is it you or is it God? I want to finish up with this, verse 15. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteousness, and active compassion and truth. Have you built a relationship with God yet where you feel like this, where you feel that he's compassionate towards you, where you feel that he's gracious towards you, where you feel that he has abundance of active compassion in your life? It's when you start to turn to God and he melts that heart with his light and you start to see over and over and over again that God comes through every single time, that you start to wake up and you start to just revel in the graciousness and in the loving kindness of our Father. We got it good, man. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give him your prayers. Declare your prayers unto him. And when you pray to God. Never to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everything that's going on, and I thank you for just the constant blessings, especially right now. I know that we're just in a time of receiving, and I appreciate that, and I'm thankful, but beyond thankful for it. I pray for the bench and everything that's going out today, that goes out, the customer's happy, and that we just can continually push forward. I pray for everything that's going on, that we can knock out the things that need to get knocked out. I thank you for providing the babysitter and just everybody that we have that works with us right now, how good our team is. I thank you for lining that whole thing up. And I just thank you for each and every moment. I pray for your believers, and I thank you for your son, that we can live this way. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.